Guide us to perceive what is right, and grant us both the courage to pursue it and the grace to accomplish it. Amen.
Amen.
Seven hundred years before Jesus spoke these words that we heard today, Amos spoke the words we heard read in the Old Testament. 700 years separated the two. The situation in Israel was that King David had died, and his children fought over the kingdom, and it split in two: the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom. Amos was a dresser of sycamore trees, we are told, which means in code he was a country bumpkin. He was a prophet, but he was not one of the royal prophets who wears fancy robes and sits with the king in council. He was the wisest country farmer you've ever met. And he saw what was happening around him. And so he took a journey and went from the southern kingdom that he was part of into the northern kingdom. And he found the people who had the fancy robes, the royalty, and the scribes and the priests. And he let them have it. He said, "How can you not see what you're doing to one another? What you're doing to yourselves? How can you want to open the markets on Sunday and Saturday and sell and use improper weights and cheat people? And do you see where this is leading? You're rotting yourself from the inside out, because that is not the people God called you to be. And you know it. And you know the difference. And you're supposed to have the courage to know and to do what is right." Everything we hear Jesus say, we sometimes think is original, but really, Jesus is amplifying everything from the Hebrew Scriptures. Everything Jesus is and does and knows and proclaims is contained in the Hebrew Scriptures. And we've heard over the last few weeks this continuous, it's just a few pages in the Gospel of Luke, the parable of the lost coin and the lost sheep. And we skipped over the lost son. Remember the prodigal son who takes his inheritance and goes and squanders it and comes home, and his father welcomes him in open arms. And that's the part we remember. The part we forget is that the story, in my opinion and that of a few others, is really about the lost son out in the field. We had these stories about people who lost one sheep or one coin, and they searched everywhere until they found them. And then you talk about people, a family, and the father forgot to invite the older son who was working in the field to the party. He was the lost sheep. And immediately after that, we hear today's parable. We're supposed to count everyone. There is no one who is supposed to be lost in our community. And I don't mean the people gathered in these walls. I mean the community. The bigger picture. We're supposed to count everyone as a child of God and a brother and a sister. But sometimes we forget, and we get used to things the way they are, and we say it is normal to have a ghetto over here and over there, and it is normal to have opulence up there and back there. It is normal for children to be hungry. And on the list goes. The thing that gets us into that kind of a world, the thing that Amos was on about, and the thing that I believe Jesus is on about, is, where is your heart? Where is God in your life, my life? Is God in the center and everything else revolves around that, flows from that life? Or do I like to have my cake and eat it too? Have what I have as long as, you know, you have just enough, or maybe not even enough. But I'll go and pray my prayers and worship and be asleep and forget who's lost and forget who's being excluded from a full life of this place, this nation, this world. Amos calls to us because Amos goes to the ones who have the power to make a difference. Jesus calls us because we're the ones who have been baptized and made our promises, and we're striving towards something. But if we can't see the whole picture, then we are not going to move in the right direction. And the whole picture includes everyone who's not been have a full share of the community. We cannot serve wealth and God. We can use what we have. Let's call it dishonest wealth. Let's call it what it is. Wealth built on a system that advantages some over others. You might think you've earned everything fairly, but I think if Jesus were to look at our economy, I don't think he would see it that way. But what Jesus does say is, use what you have and do what you can. And don't ever fall asleep or forget about anyone who's not at the table with you. Because I'm inviting you to my holy table, where everyone is welcome, to this holy banquet that no one deserves but for the love of God. Put your heart and your mind there, and put nothing before it, and let that guide you and inspire you in every moment of your life. Amen.